This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Palestinian representatives on Monday asked judges at the UN's highest court to declare Israel's occupation of their territory illegal, saying their advisory opinion could contribute to a two-state solution and lasting peace. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki demanded an end to Israel's occupation of the Palestinian territories at the top UN court in The Hague on Monday, as the International Court of Justice opened hearings on the occupation's legal status. The case follows a 2022 request from the UN General Assembly for an advisory or non-binding opinion.
Displacement, subjugation, or death. These are the choices: ethnic cleansing, apartheid, or genocide.
Israel denies those allegations. More than 50 states will present arguments before the ICJ over a week, including the United States, Israel's strongest supporter, China, Russia, South Africa, and Egypt. Israel will not, although it has sent written observations.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Israel has ignored such legal opinions in the past, but this one could increase political pressure over its war in Gaza against U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. The EU's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, said on Monday after a meeting of the bloc's foreign ministers, 26 of the EU's 27 countries agreed to a statement warning against any attack on Rafah in southern Gaza.
To require an immediate humanitarian pause that would lead to a sustainable ceasefire, to the unconditional release of hostages, and to the provision of humanitarian assistance.
Hungary blocked a similar statement a few days ago. This is VOA News. The widow of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has vowed to continue his fight against the Kremlin and punish Vladimir Putin for her husband's death. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In a video, fighting back tears, Yulia Navalnaya accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of killing her husband. We'll definitely find out who exactly and how exactly this crime was carried out. We'll name names and show faces. She also vowed to carry on her husband's fight. I'll continue the work of Alexei Navalny, continue to fight for our country, and I urge you to stand next to me. Navalnaya also slammed the authorities, saying they were refusing to hand over the body to Navalny's mother to cover up his alleged killing. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Russian military says its forces have completed their takeover of Avdiivka by eliminating the last pocket of resistance at the eastern Ukraine city's huge coke plant. Monday announcement follows Kyiv's forces being driven out of over the weekend as a result of the sheer weight of Russia's troop numbers and greater firepower. Ukrainian forces confirmed pulling out of the bombed-out city in what amounted to a triumph for the Kremlin, even though the four-month battle was costly. The victory was a morale boost for Russia days ahead of the two-year anniversary of its full-scale invasion of its neighbor on February 24, 2022. For Ukraine, the loss underscored its reliance on the supply of Western weapons and ammunition, as holdups have left it short of provisions and handicapped in the fight. Astronomers have discovered what may be the brightest object in the universe, AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The record-breaking quasar has a black hole at its heart that's so big and growing so fast that it swallows the equivalent of a sun a day. The distant quasar shines 500 trillion times brighter than our sun, and its black hole is more than 17 billion times more immense than our sun. An Australian-led team reported the finding in the journal Nature Astronomy. The quasar is 12 billion light years away, and it's been around since the early days of the universe. Scientists say it was misclassified as a star decades ago, and therefore hiding in plain sight. I'm Shelley Adler.
The latest in a series of wet winter storms is gaining strength in California. Forecasters warned Monday of possible flooding, hail, strong winds, and even brief tornadoes as the system moves south over the next few days. The National Weather Service says the Central Coast is at risk of significant flooding. Up to 13 centimeters of rain is predicted for many areas. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.